This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Week or so, we have you back here. We have the Intel agent, author, Midnight in Samara. Greg Ford also brought us in to bring in Susan Lindauer and Barbara Honegger. Greg, you've got something to say here. I think it's been a week or so since you're back, so I'm sure you've got announcements. Go ahead. You've got more shocking truth, Mr. Resurrection Man.
Goodness. Everything I have to say to your listeners is going to fail, okay? Into what's on the news right now, okay?
Right.
With pandemics and coronaviruses, and
you mean you were shut down of the NBA and the NFL?
Well,
shut down of flights from Europe. The first layer of martial law and controlling the population across state lines. The chipping and tracking forced vaccination. You're kidding. Some people like Hannity and Laura Ingraham are enraged that we think this is not going to just blow over in a few months. Please, Hannity and Laura, shut the hell up. And stop talking when you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Please continue.
Well, absolutely. And given the fact that they're all graduates from the Trump School of Medicine, okay, they know what they're talking about, right? You know, just like Mike Pence, okay?
Oh, my God. He puts on that soft, soapy, milk and cookie Christianese voice. Don't worry. Be happy. Like Bobby, my friend, here, I'm going to sing a little bit of it here. Don't worry. Be happy. If you worry about your troubles, they'll just become doubled. Don't worry. Be happy. You don't want to double your troubles, do you? Go ahead.
Hey, I need to let you know. Well, you're singing the song, okay, is that my pool man, my ultimate consultant on the state of the nation, my pool man, Dino, is here, and he can hear you sing, too. So
Yeah. So hopefully I'll make him back. See, people the other night, they looked at my video, and they said, you're a stand-up comedian. I said, sometimes I can't get through to your knuckle skull heads unless I drill with a good joke.
Well,
you can't get logic, you can't get decency, you can't even read the book or watch the video, but you get a good joke. You know, it sticks in your head like Velcro, like a good song. Oh, damn it, Deagle, that melody's still playing in my head hours later. I want it to go away, but it won't. What do? I said, just suffer. Please continue.
Hey, well, now, Dino, by the way, he has pointed out that there is going to be a new epidemic on top of the corona epidemic, okay? And this new epidemic is going to be, it's going to be called the Michelob epidemic, all right? So, you know, everybody can relate to that as long as you don't leave anybody out, all right? No one gets this discluded, okay? So, and by the way, I think that we ought to be asking, you know, people that really should be looked at and be responsible for this, okay, this whole situation. And I have a lot to say today, Bill, so, you know, let me have a chance to talk, okay? So, let me see. I think we ought to be asking.
Listen, Greg. I'm sitting back and drinking my soda now. I did a lot of talking last hour. Go ahead. All sort of, just like the other day when I had Deborah Tavares on, people said, I can't believe Deborah was back. I inserted a few comments here and there, like in my shaker, you know, like if you're at a game. Please continue.
Well, you should be drinking kombucha, okay? None of this sweet syrupy soft stuff.
What I have is Zevia, or I have what's called another one. It's just sparkly water. Zevia has no sugar at all in it. None. Nada.
You know, as a friend of mine who made his specialty in basically transferring livers, okay?
Huh?
New livers, all right? Doing liver transplants. He said, hey, that one of the best things that he can do to repress the immune system on somebody receiving a new liver is, hey, he hooks up a bag of Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Put it right in their IV bag. Hey, you want to repress the whole immune system? Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, no, those are regular sodas. They have sugar and the other crap in it. No wonder. Or if they have aspartame, you know. You know what I call aspartame? I call it fries your brain. Do you like that? Aspartame is fries your brain?
Hey, well, I think everybody should go, as soon as you can, go over to, Costco and pick up a case of kombucha, okay? Especially the cayenne flavor, all right? Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So, continue your story now, because you obviously, I can tell you're chomping at the bit. You're like one of these wild dogs that's got a piece of fresh meat in your jaws. Tell us what it is.
Well, hey, let's face it. You know, I'm still on the rehab trail. Okay, still coming back. So, you know, I have.
Yeah, I know. If we see the full force of you back to total resurrection, we're all in trouble, aren't we? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, by the way, I do want to get a commentary sometime from Dandy Don Rumsfeld. Okay, remember Rumsfeld? Remember? He demanded that everybody going overseas received his immunizations and vaccinations.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Dino. All right. Okay. I'll tell Dr. Bill. Okay. Your commentary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and we have this disaster on our hands now. Okay. And how about Bill Gates? Okay. I'd like to get some commentary from Bill Gates.
Right. You know, actually, he says so much in open media. And open statements is like, you know, this vaccine is going to help a lot of people and it'll sterilize them too. What do you mean, Billy? He actually released a mosquitoes was actually we were vaccinating the people at his conference about 4 years ago in San Francisco. So if the mosquitoes bit you, they vaccinated you. Isn't that nice?
See what I mean? You know now, and also I'd really like to know if Mike Pence and Jared Kushner, okay. Another immunologist, an epidemiologist.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And our illustrious president now, who still hasn't turned over his taxes, who still hasn't transferred his financial holdings to a blind trust.
Right.
Okay. I'd like to find out if they have taken an option on any of these tests, okay, pandemic tests.
You talking about the pandemic tests or the vaccine kits or whatever?
Right.
I'm going to try to contact this guy I tracked down in Berlin that has these really good vaccine kits, PCR, that can do a color change in about a half an hour or an hour. Because I don't want to rely on the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, these morons in our government. And then, of course, you know, Gates has got a thing where he's got a foundation. He'll send you two swabs and you can send it out. If you contact him, he'll give you two swabs, you send him back in a little container, and he'll tell you in 2 days if you got it or not. Really? You want to trust Billy? I'm sure when he goes to bed at night, he has to polish his horns and put them underneath his bed table.
Well, the thing is, and please, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? We have, in the last 10 years, we've had H1N1, okay? We've had SARS, S-A-R-S.
Okay? Right.
We've had the MERS virus, okay.
Every two years, by the way, every two. It's nice because you're like a bump, 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 bump. It's almost like a drum roll by Satan.
Almost like it was pre-planned, okay.
You're kidding. Do you mean when you're standing in front of a guy who's a prize fighter and he hits you with your left hand and a right hand, it might be the same guy hitting you with his fists? You're kidding.
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're being hit by this guy. He's called Mr. New World Order Man. Please continue.
Oh, and then, of course, I was surprised to find out, hey, Ebola is alive and well. All right? It's just no one's speaking about it. No one's talking about one of the deadliest viruses Okay.
Yeah, you know what? The new Marburg strain of it is killing all the native monkeys and primates in Africa. And it's killing people when they attend a funeral. The other people try to touch the body. They get it, and they die, too. And you know why? This is a new upgraded version, just like the upgraded SARS. And the new one, by the way, they analyze the DNA. Our labs and all our agencies, and we had this with four interviews with Professor Prentice Boyle, collaborated with the University of North Carolina for the gain of function to make it super effective. And we collaborated with the Chinese scientists in Wuhan at their BSL-4 facility to combine it with the Australian HIV/AIDS gene in bat SARS so they could make a new recombinant chimera, which, by the way, these suckers did. And we paid for it. They didn't need to steal it. We worked with the freaking communist Chinese to do this. We did it.
Exactly. Yeah, they're in Wuhan. And, yeah. And by the way, I would really, if anybody knows, I'd really like to find out the fate of Carl Lieber, Dr. Lieber. Okay, Dr.
Well,
Lieber.
Dr. Lieber's been arrested for three reasons. Okay, you know what those three are?
Well, I know what the... what the president and the FBI are saying. Okay.
What are they saying? What are they saying first? And I'll add a few little touches, icing on the Luciferic cake. How's that?
Okay, the Luciferic cake. I believe it's something like he was conflict with the DEM laws, the export scientific export laws, okay?
What did he export? What did he export? Do you know what he exported?
Oh, well, they had been very, very nonspecific. It's pretty much like my friend who was just killed 2 weeks ago, okay, who was the expert on terrorism. And
okay, let me give you the three things that he did, okay? I'll do, when we come back, I'll explain to you on the break, okay. And I'll do more live. The three things that this very genius demonic bastard did is the reason why they arrested a sorry carcass.
Oh, okay, well...
All right,
okay.
It's called sorry carcass time. How's that when we come back? Even the devil and his minions can do things that go over the line so far they have to pull them back with a choke chain. That's how bad this guy is.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention, all shoppers.
back. I want to explain a couple things that were going on. Now, Mr. Lieber had this nanolace technology that they were going to use with Neuralink to directly interface between your brain chips and your cortex and mind link so that you could actually connect to people, like this movie series on Amazon Video called The Feed, which means you could go to sleep at night and sleep and have dreams with your friend or your wife 1,000 miles away. Imagine dreaming together in the same dream just because you have mind link. Or downloading a language skill from the supernet. Or connecting across cyberspace and becoming literally a superhuman. That's what Mr. Lieber's doing with Mr. Elon Musk and others inside the No Such Agency. Now, the thing that's even more nasty than that is this guy is a genius of what's called a molecular locksmith. He worked on how to actually modify the 3- and 4-dimensional structure of the COVID virus protein so you can get much more avid gain of function to make it lock onto the H2 receptor even more avidly than anything in history. That means if you flush the toilet 10 floors down in Hong Kong, the toilet vapors from 1 or 2 nanoparticles can attach to the H2 receptor in your lungs, and a couple hours later, you may not know it, but you're carrying the virus, sucker. Now, that's why they captured the same reason why they suicided Mr. Agent Epstein. Not because he didn't want this guy, he was one of their guys, he was doing honeypot stuff and blackmailing people. So they want his sorry carcass to be captured by anybody, us or our enemies, to release out of his freaking tongue the fact that he was creating these DNA bioweapons in collaboration with Harvard University and the Wuhan facility to create this new super chimera virus, combining this SARS virus from animals and bats that contained HIV and the gain-of-function virus from the BSL facility in North Carolina, University of North Carolina. So what he did is he actually worked on what's called the 3-dimensional maps of the structure of the protein, so he actually was literally a molecular locksmith. That's what you have to understand what this guy Lieber was. That's more dangerous than even the brain interface. That's bad enough. This other one means I can really make the lock and key of attaching to your receptors make it a hell of a lot more dangerous than infecting any virus in history. And that's what he was doing with these guys in Wuhan, because they had to make a new chimera combining two viruses and needed a molecular, if you want to call it, locksmith, Lieber, to do this. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree to it for a certain point, because what he did was he actually removed the Zoonose transfer agent, transfer reservoir vector, and took it directly into the laboratory. All right.
Right.
So, in other words, he could create a high speed, highly effective system of, like, as you like to refer to, as the Matrix.
He actually had a computer program to build the molecule in cyberspace and then genetically engineer it, literally amino acid by sequence, to create the 3-dimensional model that would lock onto the ACE2 receptor. Do you follow me? And he used supercomputer technology that we had, that we let the Chinese have access to, with this bastard at Harvard, to build a super weapon in cyberspace and then translate it into reality. That's what the bugger did. Do you follow me?
Well, certainly. Yeah, I was...
Now you follow me, don't you? Say, oh my God, Deagle, how do you know that? I say, I have 3 sources. Who the heck are you, Deagle? What do you mean? Number one, the sewer net, I call it, where a glass case can run down with gems and sapphires in it. Or a dead body or a rat. Or number two, intel agencies. I have people that contact me, and they do all the time. People not only like you, but people inside, deep inside the agencies right now. And three, if God says, Deagle, take your sorry, saved by the blood of Jesus carcass, and sit down or lay down and pray, and I'm going to tell you stuff. And guess what? He does. And then I go back and corroborate with my other sources, and guess what? When all 3 balls, like, you know, go bump, 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 like here, I don't gamble. Like in Vegas, you have 3 balls that come down, they all have the same number. You hear the thing, the machine going, ding, 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 and all the coins are dropping because you won. Okay? I want people to know nothing in this universe can be withheld from Deagle or anybody else. And by the way, I can pass my gift on to others like you. When it's the right time, I can pray and do laying on of hands or laying on of voice and give you many gifts that God's going to give you you don't even have yet. Because I have that gift of giving, even the gift giver. So I want people to understand. So how do you know this is about Libra? I said, yeah, after you told me about the neural lace and the lithium wire and all this other stuff, I prayed and God said, here's what the guy was really doing. I actually saw his laboratory and building the supercomputer models with our technology, which we had, to create the multidimensional model to actually re-engineer the virus so that he could create the super virus at the Wuhan facility, which we totally, listen to this people, collaborated with the communist Chinese to do it. And then these maniacs, they released it on their own people after they put 60 gigahertz G5G antennas over just Hubei province. We have 10,000 all across America, 327 million. They had 137,000 in just Hubei province in central China. Whoa!
Now, I need to add something here. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't heard you mention this. Is in protein folding, which is the crucible of life. All right.
Right.
Very few people, okay, even in the United States, understand principles of protein folding.
Right.
And now the thing is what's required in protein folding, how to control all the sequences of building life, you know, from amino acids all the way up to a genomic mapping, okay, is required in protein folding, but you need a low-grade transferable voltage, all right? So, in other words...
So you're talking about harmonic resonance to build a folding pattern of the protein. In other words, it's voice. You need frequency to fold the protein once the sequence is actually sequenced. Do you know that, right?
Yes, I did know that. Thanks to you, Bill.
In other words, this is what's called epigenetic control. I call it origami DNA. You know how they talk about frequency or what we call resonant DNA? I'm working out the mathematics of how to take your DNA and have rebuild an arm or a leg or a hand. Deagle's doing it, believe it or not. You're kidding, Deagle. Yeah, that's how smart Deagle is. Scary smart. Good thing I'm a good guy, not a bad guy.
Well, that's the issue here, is if you notice, everywhere where there's 5G, okay?
Yeah.
There's only one place where you won't see 5G, and that is
Mar-a-Lago.
Generally, Mar-a-Lago.
You're kidding. How did I know that? What's wrong with Deagle? How come Deagle knows that Mr. POTUS Trump is not going to allow 5G in his nice golf course in his White House in South Florida?
Exactly.
What's wrong? Whoa, how do you know that, Deagle, about POTUS?
Well, you got it. And there you have your transferable low voltage basis for controlled protein folding.
Right.
So that's what you have. That's where they get it. And if you notice, as this low powered network, global network, has been expanding. It started back in what, 2007, 2006. I'm guessing now. Don't hold me to that. But the thing, I'm sorry, 2002. All right, 2002.
Well, it didn't start with 5G. It started with smart grid. Smart grid delivering power, by the way, delivers harmonic resonant frequencies, right?
And next thing you know, all those zoonoses, okay, that have been already tracked, now they've been tracked, those zoonoses were actually springing up in different formats of, and like I said, SARS, MERS, okay, HN1, and now we have COVID-19, okay?
Right. So if you're going to make a satanic viral cake, okay, listen to this. You need the virus that's now genetically engineered to lock onto the ACE2 receptor. You also need the harmonic frequencies to make sure it folds the proteins properly, so when the damn virus replicates, you make a whole lot of the suckers. You also have to understand, when you make a 60 gigahertz frequency 5G, guess what it does? It blocks the diatomic oxygen molecule, so it causes harmonic resonant hypoxia. Now, you got to understand, the virus does not kill you. People, you're kidding, the virus doesn't kill me. Or a vaccine's going to save me. I said, you're an idiot. It's like putting a green laser on a gun. You're a gun guy, okay? When you put a green laser doesn't kill anything. It's the bullets that kill, like a minigun or, you know, M14 or M15, whatever it is, right? You have to understand, the only thing that kills is free radical singlet oxygen from macrophages. If the virus generates nonylase, it knocks out the mitochondria of the macrophage, so it can't generate superoxide radical. If the tumor, for example, generates fibronectin, it covers itself up so it can't be seen. You can't see the receptor on the cell. This is cancer. if you give them something like lagicaster malignoblock, and you give them our signature enzymes like Inflamex, it strips off the capsule of the tumor so it goes hot. So now your immune cell's like, oh my God, that's a cancer cell, let's kill it. Now the problem is the virus doesn't kill you, it's your own immune system and your cytokines that kill you, and they cause mitochondrial mass suicide. Now when a certain percentage of mitochondria kill themselves, they release the suicidal blades to kill all the other adjacent mitochondria in a cell. 500,000 in a neural cell, an astrocyte, 3 million in a Purkinje cell in your brain, 6 million in a cardiomyocyte. If you start to get mitochondrial suicide, it spreads like a wildfire inside your cell, doesn't it?
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
That the Patriot Act was not going to be renewed, and by the way, a lot of congressmen, both Democrat and Republican, work on renew it. But now with the crazy behavior of POTUS and Vice President and the Senate and Congress, they've decided they're going to renew it with modifications. So the totalitarian police say years before 9/11, it's now been renewed as of yesterday because of SARS coronavirus, the hat pin from Satan to pop the world economy. And now they're reauthorizing the Patriot Act. Thank you, Lucifer, you god of darkness. How's that?
Boy, thanks for bringing that up, because I know there was some talk about possibly doing away.
No, they did it. It's all over the news. Read it. Don't believe Deagle. That Deagle, he's such a smart ass. He thinks he knows. Read it yourself, idiots. Read the damn thing yourself and realize these guys reauthorized the Patriot Act.
Yeah. You know, this is all as a result of 9/11. All right? All of this, no one thought about this police state surveillance nonsense.
Right.
Until 9/11, okay? And by the way, I do have something to tell you folks, and it's rather important about 9/11. All right? So afterward, we get back on the air, let me know, Bill. And
go ahead. We're on air right now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I love your dialogue when you don't feel restrained. You just even say things you probably shouldn't say on air, but go ahead. I'm kidding.
Yeah. That's what they call a presidential campaign moment. Okay. when you say...
Well, no, it's called a Biden moment now, because, see, remember now, Biden is what's called the Democratic sock puppet president. He's not really competent, whatever. He's a Democratic sock puppet for POTUS. They'd rather have him than a communist. They want to have a sock puppet president, right?
Well, you know, when they say, Bernie Sanders, okay, everyone's saying, oh, well, he's a socialist, he's a communist. Are you kidding? You know, he comes up, first of all, the last socialist I've heard about was Eugene Debs in 1923, okay? You know, Americans don't know what a socialist is. They have no idea what a communist is, really.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But the thing is, when it comes to these nonsense campaigns going on, first of all, what has Joe Biden done? Okay, you know, he had 8 years with Obama, and can anybody remember anything that he did when he was in that position, in that office? I don't think so. But Bernie Sanders, as I like to point out, okay, I want everybody to listen to me because I don't make political comments ever. Have I ever made a political comment on your show?
No. By the way, one thing that Biden did do, he's very good when people disagree with him, call him a dog-faced pony soldier.
Well, you know, I don't care what he has to say. I know his son, okay? What was his son? Bo? I believe his name was Bo.
Yeah.
His son was with me in Iraq, okay, and at Balad, actually, and you can run all these tests down and all these statements I'm making, okay, because I was the first to file the complaints, the warnings, the documentation about the burn pits,
right?
How dangerous the burn pits were. I actually threw the first flare.
Yeah, by the way, stop for just a second. Do you know the reason why they did that in Oklahoma City? To get rid of the data of our vets exposed to burn pits with radioisotopes.
Absolutely, yes.
And toxic chemicals and nerve gas, which poisoned the crap out of our so-called vets. So they said, you know what, we're on the tune to $200 billion of liability. This gets rid of all the data. We'll move it to Oklahoma City. We'll get rid of the data about the vaccines for against anthrax, the anthrax vaccine, which came from Bioport, that's laced with squalene, and it causes horrifying death. I had one guy that got the squalene vaccine. He said, "I'm Delta Force." He said, "Deagle." I said, "Yeah, I believe you." He said, "When I got the vaccine, he said I did not sleep for a freaking week," and he cursed. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It hurts so bad." He said, "I'm going to take." I thought I was thinking about cutting off my shoulder so I could sleep at night. If I breathe hard, it was like somebody took a high-tension power line and went... I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No." He said, "I've been shot, and this hurt more after the damn shot they gave me for my so-called anthrax." I said, "You're kidding." I said, "What's happened to a lot of people?" He said, "Some of us get in so much stronger chronic pain, they just had to kill themselves." "You mean since they had the squalene lace anthrax vaccine?" He said, "Yeah, Deagle." I said, "No. That's really sad." I said, "You know, they treat you guys like you're a bunch of lab animals. You even genetic engineering. I took care of people who were genetically engineered. You remember the genetic engineering programs of the late 90s? I had one guy that got the genetically engineered genes to make him a 6.5-7 inches taller, put 100 pounds of body mass. A lot of his friends committed suicide because they genetically altered them. He was in agony. I was his doctor for years. Do you know that?"
Well, yes, I did. And by the way, Joe Biden's son, Bo, died a horrible death. You never hear about it, but I know what caused his son's brain cancer, which is what he died from. It was those burn pits, okay, which I have been campaigning against, you know, virtually for 15 years nonstop. I did the first research on them. I did the first reporting on those.
And those burn pits were literally taking depleted uranium munitions and burning them, which is stupid as hell.
Oh.
And toxic chemicals, things like nerve gas and so on, and just burning them things. It's like, are you crazy? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Remember, in my book, okay, I hate to go back to my book all the time, but there...
No, your book, you mean Midnight in Samara that everybody should have read already, like the Bible? This is like the Intel Bible, the alternative to the New Testament.
Yeah.
The Pure Word, by the way, I've got the latest book I'm really pushing now, The Pure Word. Google it. The Pure Word, properly interpreted from the actual English, proper translation, not screwed up by some non-high-level person that knows how to actually translate the original meaning of the words. Please continue.
As I stated to Commander Ryan, okay, Captain Victor Artigas, all of these exemplary, and there was a whole bunch more, I stated to them that I am recording the names of all those people that were exposed to the burn pit, and I'm going to specifically take this to the Supreme Court. Okay.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second. You got to hear this. 1 second ago, now, I got my notice on my phone says COVID-19 updates. NCAA cancels March Madness. The MLB, the NHL postpones their seasons. Broadway goes dark, and Disney closes Disneyland.
Well, let me see.
Dang, that's a long... Remember that movie The Wire, and they had one guy who would always say really long words like, whoa, when you say it so long, it's like, man, how do you have a whole breath to last that long? And I'm thinking, dang, whoa. They did it today, damn it. No more Disneyland? Whoa, my daughter's birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. They're going to take her from Disneyland. We canceled. My son and his lady are about to head out to Vegas to get married, literally a week and a half. Mm-hmm. They canceled today. You know why? They don't want to go there and get SARS, COVID-19, and die. Please continue.
Oh, okay.
They're going to go to Vegas. Guess what? You get an extra benefit. You go there, we give you 20% off your coffin. How's that?
Okay. Now, I'm backlogged on things I want to talk about here.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. Now, but I do need to get this out. As you're speaking, I'm being stimulated to speak to your listeners, okay?
Right.
And the first thing is this a coronavirus, COVID-19.
Right.
First of all, I've been doing some medical anthropology and some historical checking last few weeks, okay?
Right.
That's why I haven't been on your show, Bill, because I've been actually researching on my own. What it appears is that the coronavirus is about 1,600 years old, okay? And
yeah.
It's taken different forms, but over 1,600 years old, okay, at least. And one derivation is that it has caused things from poultry death to livestock death, okay, to primate death, okay, and anything like that. But it's mutated every so often and changed its shape and its voracity and its also strength, virility, okay? So what we have here is something that's been around as comparable.
Let me insert something that they can watch on my video. It's called nextstrain.org. If they do, they'll see the gene plate analysis of all different gene subsections, especially the glycoprotein that attaches to the ACE2 receptor. And we have three main clades right now, although there's a number of different subclades. The first one is what's called the L clade. Then the S clade it later arose, and some people have both clades in their bodies here. It's already tested in America. And the S clade is much more lethal and much more infective. And now we have a new clade coming out of Qum, the most radioactive city on Earth, from Iran, where they have these, you know, places where people go there to worship the previous Muslim prophets, whatever. And this virus is going to keep mutating, so it can not only affect you, it's going to get your doggy and kitty cat. So they already have identified that. So, in other words, it's not finished killing, it's not finished mutating and adapting, And once it gets enough bodies, it's going to have the mathematical probability of becoming a super weapon, even worse than it already is. Please continue when we come back.
Well, as you said, yes, it'll go for your kitty, go for your doggy, and if you don't think so, look at the number one animal that had to be destroyed in the Wuhan live market.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Jones Industrial dropped its deepest decline since 1987. If you think that's bad, wait till 1929. By the way, my grandfather told me when I was at his fancy house on Purcell's Cove, which is basically the guy that owned the company that made actual plates for the Blue Nose ship, which is very well famous around the world. Blue Nose. He actually owned the house with the plates there and his lamps. And you can see it over Purcell's Cove, all over the area there from Halifax toward the islands there. What people have to understand is that what they've done now, they decided to to collapse the world economy because they're getting ready to kill a lot of elderly and people that are sick and enslave the rest of us in the matrix, aren't they?
It's a good bet, yes. But I'm not going to say, I've got a hunch. And please don't say that to me, Phil, okay? I've got a hunch.
You're a funny guy. How about, I got the video camera footage of them into the little, when he goes to the gas station. And the videotapes shows Lucifer and his minions making the SARS coronavirus, and with little t-shirts on it says, part of George Bush's New World Order, Daria on their t-shirts. People, no, you're kidding, Deagle. I've said, well, you don't have to have a hunch when you have photographic evidence or papers published by them with their own names on the paper. They're so proud of what they did. It's unreal. I had Professor Francis Boyle. We've had the papers up on video screens. He's like, you're kidding, Deagle. You mean this is not your opinion? Why do you think they literally block Boyle, who got the 1989 Bioterrorism Act, from being on radio, TV, and any other media, because they don't want anybody that intelligent to actually tell the truth and have the actual evidence, like photographic evidence, of the crime. They don't want it out there, do they? Please continue.
Okay, thank you. Yes, and by the way, I, if you would please pass this information to Dr. Boyle, is that I received a call out of the blue from Washington, D.C. about 5 days ago, and they actually told me two things. First of all, is the information about how my very good friend, who was an expert on Homeland Security and the Islamic Brotherhood, had been shot with a bullet in the chest, actually a shotgun blast in the chest.
All yeah, right. You told me that. You called me, and I thought it might have been the guy who had Hispanic food the previous week on a Saturday or something.
Right.
But no, it's a different guy. But this is a guy that worked. Which agency was he working that you worked with him for years? What was his name?
Homeland Security.
What's his first name?
His first name was, Phil.
Phil. So Phil, with security number XYZ, blah, 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 they decided to put a gun in his chest and blow his heart up. What did he know that they didn't want out? That's why people like, why do we have whistleblowers, silenced or put on drugs, you know, like our guy that they say was releasing all this information about Hillary Clinton is now being, they want to extradite to the United States. They don't want people to talk about the truth. Why do you think this guy Lieber was arrested? He was arrested because he don't want his sorry carcass to get a loose tongue after he gets scared to death, right?
Well, that's why I count myself as being lucky also. But the biggest thing is, yes, he was shot suspiciously, and I am going to go to the site in one
way. Find out why, because obviously that anomaly of this guy who's intelligent, knows you, shot, tells you that he knew something. They had no way they were going to let him tell you or anybody else that would let this get out to the public. So something he knew was even more inflammatory than what we already know, right?
What was even more amazing, though, is the person inhabiting the Oval Office had been contacting him, telling him to remove all terrorist information, especially concerning the Islamic Brotherhood. All right? And they've been telling him to remove it from all government files and all informational files and all computers. All right.
Yeah, now the Islamic Brotherhood, you're talking about the people from Saudi Arabia, right? The Islamic Brotherhood, right?
Actually, Egypt.
Egypt, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, like the Brotherhood, because Turkey, by the way, was working with the Brotherhood in Egypt, and they were also trying to come into Libya. And in fact, they had a Brotherhood guy there, and they wanted to overturn the government, who was actually trying to go back to being pre-totalitarian, which, by the way, with Muammar Gaddafi, was trying to be, even though he's a Muslim, he was actually a socialist Muslim. He was actually giving free education, free health care. He even let you go to another country, he paid for it. And he gave zero interest mortgages if you want to buy a house. Did you know that? He was actually drilling for primary water. 75% of new water in Libya was primary water. So when they had these giant British drilling company things, they lied in that the British and American planes bombed the crap out of these towers or drilling rigs from Britain drilling primary water in the deserts of Libya. Did you know that?
I didn't know the last part.
Yeah, nasty, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, I know everything, okay? Oh, my God, you go, how do you think my ancestors, the Bashes, would travel all the way from Damascus to China? They went from basically a place where there's water in the desert at an oasis to the next one, walking several hundred miles in the desert at night when it's not going to bake during the daytime and go into little tents during the day. And when the sun would start to go down, they'd take the tent down, put it on the camel, and start walking. Right?
Okay, now, are you trying to say that they were...
They killed him because they didn't want him to discover primary water, set up a gold reserve for all the Muslim countries, and they didn't want people to realize that Muammar Gaddafi was not a regular Muslim. He was like a socialist Muslim that wanted to... And by the way, their banking system in Islam is interesting because there's some aspects about it very unique. They're not allowed to charge interest. The banks in Islam are not allowed to charge interest. You know that? It's only Jesuit Catholic banks that can charge interest. Banks charge interest. Muslim banks cannot, by Muslim law, charge interest. Did you know that?
Yes, that's the, what's called the Sharia law.
Right.
Yeah,
this,
okay.
But if you, we don't hear that, though. Oh, we hate those Muslims. I say, well, they're more pro-life than Catholics or so-called Christians, because if you kill a baby, they'll cut off your hands and head before Friday morning prayers. Ooh, you're kidding. You mean abortionists are a couple inches shorter? Yes, because they're Adam's apples where their brain stops. They cut their head off.
Oh, okay. Well, as if you would like your listeners to look at something and back up everything you say,
right,
please have your listeners go pull up online the footage of Hillary Clinton looking at her phone while Muammar Gaddafi was being killed.
Do you know what she said? She said, and it's actually recorded, she could actually make money in Hollywood by recording her cackle. We came, we saw, he died, cackle, cackle, cackle.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. All right, so, yes, and it was Muammar Gaddafi who basically had Hillary Clinton after him. And by the way, if you want to find out...
He probably had the goods on her, and they shoved a steel rod up his rectum and ruptured his heart in the back of a truck. That's how they killed the poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
There was actually a video of the whole sequence.
Of his murder. Really painful, really awful, really disgusting.
Now, also, by the way, and I need to get this out, it's always tough on your show, Bill, but I'll try. Now, the biggest thing was that everybody assumes the group Blackwater,
right,
you know, works for the Pentagon, works for the United States. No, they don't. Okay,
no.
They worked directly for the State Department vis-a-vis Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So,
and by the way, Hillary Clinton is the mistress of the no such agency and what's called the satanic Luciferic control of the deep state. She's the queen of the deep state. Did you know that?
Oh yeah.
She may not be the POTUS, but she's the queen of the deep state.
I've been saying that all along to anybody that will listen. Right.
Why do you think she's not wearing orange? Do you think POTUS is so powerful and smart? The Presidential Directive 51 passed by George Bush Jr. gives over a lot of authority to the president to the deep state. Guess who's the queen of the deep state? Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, yes.
Rotten, no, Rotten, R-O-T-T-E-N. Got to get it right, not R-O-D-H-A-M, R-O-D-T-T-E-N. Do you like that?
All right.
Rotten.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's no reason why she shouldn't be in a secure housing unit, a SHU, in some federal penitentiary somewhere.
She never will. You know what? If they wanted to jail her, they actually just jail tens of thousands of people or execute them because she's got the goods on thousands in the deep state. She's a chief reptile. The Draco Reptilian inside here, 16-48, son of a bitch, is the most intelligent Draco Reptilian they could indwell into any human being, and they actually put her through a ceremony at roughly 8 years of age and said, we're going to kill this little boy and make this Draco Reptilian entertain your cortex, Hillary, and you're no longer going to be a person of clay. You're going to be a person of clay and iron. The transdimensional entity we're going to insert into your cortex to control you like a freaking video game. That's what she is.
No question, no doubt about it.
There you go.
No doubt, in my mind, for certain. So,
I can actually, believe it or not, this is a skill set Scott's given me, and I'm going to just going to boast a little bit here. I can name the incubi and succubi and somebody even thousands of miles away. They're indwelling them and controlling them. By name. By Luciferic name. No, Diego, you can't do that. Yeah, I can, unfortunately. I don't want to, because I want to give glory to the dark side, but I want you to understand, if you think we're just dealing with greedy, sexually perverted, and wealthy people, you're delusional. We're dealing with a level of evil that transcends beyond the human race's capacity to understand evil, except for people like Deagle. Okay? I'm not a normal human being. God has given me gifts that are superhuman, intellectually and spiritually, to understand this stuff, and it scares the crap out of me. If I wasn't saved, I would have a long time ago committed suicide. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Because let me tell you, what I know is so ugly and so scary that without God's grace and comfort, even in my suffering, I would have done it myself in a long time ago.
Well, the genomic map, okay, for Hillary Clinton is real simple. It goes through a reptile, okay? It's real simple, all right?
Right, yeah.
It operates on a lower brain thought process.
Yeah, the you're talking about the amygdala and the reptilian brain is fully operated. There's the keyboard of Lucifer inside her freaking skull. Like a video game. Like, hey, I got my video control. I got the latest Hillary game. Satan has. Pretty cool, eh?
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.